country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Yeah, we're up here in North Dakota catching catfish from dusk till dawn. And there ain't anything these old boys can't do. This is your host, James Kelso, up here in Trump country. North Dakota is a 2-1 Trump state, like the best 4 states in America. Oklahoma, West Virginia, and Wyoming, and North Dakota are all 2-1 Trump states. And it is from thence that the Trump Phenomenon show emanates. Thank you for listening, all you folks out there who are tuning in via TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you very much for propelling our show into the upper reaches of TalkStream Live. Thank you very much. And here we are to update ourselves on the Trump phenomenon of the last 24 hours. We have, and there are more of us every time we check in. Yesterday, Donald Trump had 83.3 million followers. Right now, he has 83.4 million followers. 100,000 have come through the turnstile since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. So we'll check in on what the president is saying, and he's got, well, I'll lead off with this one. It's a good one. I love it. It's classic Donald Trump. Oh, and before we get to that, what day is it? I thought you'd never ask. July 13th, 2020. The show is live. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's the Joe Biden early onset dementia test, when Kelso absolutely can't remember that phone number. I have actually, it has blanked out on me once or twice over the years. But when I absolutely, for the life of me, can't get that number, then you can say, oh, Kelso's joining Joe Biden there with early onset dementia. Anyway, the good one here from Donald Trump. He says, big Senate race in Alabama on Tuesday. Vote for Tommy Tuberville. He is a winner who will never let you down. Jeff Sessions is a disaster who has let us all down. We don't want him back in Washington! Exclamation mark. Now, folks, that is one devastating tweet. And Jeff Sessions is so, there's something wrong with the guy. I saw him on the Tucker Carlson show trying to explain away the fact that Donald Trump doesn't want him back in Washington, and that Donald Trump is really, really angry at what Jeff Sessions did to the Trump presidency. Jeff Sessions, he just, it's like he's a, you know, he's oblivious. And that's scary. That puts the exclamation mark on, we don't want him back in Washington. Jeff Sessions, you know, when all is said and done, when you have to make up a who's who or a list of the top 10 people who hurt the Trump presidency the most, Jeff Sessions will be in the top five for sure. He really, really screwed our president. And the scary part, the additional scary part, the exclamation mark, is he takes no responsibility for it. You know, you can screw up, and if you feel remorse or you are sorry you screwed up, that's something anyway. But the person who's just, you know, like giddy and doesn't even think they did anything wrong, that's a dangerous person. That's Jeff Sessions. So that's quite a tweet. I like that. I don't know anything really at all about Tommy Tuberville. I think he was a football coach. Am I correct? And the president, I'll just go on what the president says. He is a winner who will never let you down. Well, that's good enough for me, coming from Donald Trump. So that's my lead tweet here tonight, that the president put that up. He retweeted that, but he did just put that up. Here's another winner, and I know more about this man, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. He is a winner. And the president tweets, he is a very successful doctor and Navy veteran running for Congress in the Texas 13th District, strong on crime, the border, and agriculture, and he loves our vets. Ronnie has my complete and total endorsement. Vote for Ronnie. So that's another good one. He gives another Texan. He gives a endorsement to his Tony Gonzalez, Navy veteran, strong on the economy, life, meaning right to life, and the Second Amendment. We need him to defeat the radical left in November. Tony has my complete and total endorsement. He loves it. That's one of his favorite phrases on endorsements, complete and total endorsement. Here's another good one. You know, one of the all too little we've covered the foreign scene in the last year, I think. I've really been remiss. I haven't had my European coverage going. But two of the stories we've loved in Europe have been Viktor Orban in Hungary and Andrzej Duda, president of Poland. Two really good stories. Andrzej Duda was the guest of Donald Trump in the White House only, what, about a week ago? Wonderful. The two men are great friends. And he says, congratulations to my friend, President Andrzej Duda, D-U-D-A. And Andrzej is spelled A-N-D-R-Z-E-J. Of Poland on his historic re-election. And that's what we're looking for from our friend, Donald Trump, an historic re-election. Looking forward to continuing our important work together across many issues, including defense, trade, energy, and telecommunications security. So that's a good one. Andrzej Duda and the Poles, they're serious about preserving themselves as a people. Those two maybe nations, Poland and Hungary, perhaps doing the best job anywhere of any European nations at resolving to perpetuate themselves, to save themselves, to remain Poland. Poland for the Poles, Hungary for the Hungarians. And they have a whole policy of a great policy for the young ladies. If they have, I think it's something like 3 babies, they get a free house, something like that, or $30,000. So it's something pretty darn good. If you have 1 baby even, but 3 babies, you hit the jackpot. And they've got it. They've got the picture there. They want to reproduce. And they want to stay Polish, and they don't have any of this nonsense that we have been subjected to here in this country, which is that we are a nation of immigrants, or we are all immigrants, and all the variants on that nonsense. Yes, of course, our ancestors came from somewhere. But, you know, tell me something I didn't already know. Everybody, everywhere, has ancestors who came from somewhere else, including the American Indians, and including everybody else. There's no one on Earth whose people originated on a spot on the Earth, and they've stayed on that spot ever since. So, and just about every people, by the way, who moved from one area to another, conquered the new area. They didn't just sashay in. They invaded and conquered. This includes the noble Indians, the Redskins, kind of funning there off of the Washington Redskins story, and every other people on Earth. There's nothing distinctive about white people in that we moved from one place to another and we conquered as we went. All right, let's take another look here. The president says 11 hours ago, the lamestream media. Now, that's one of his new favorite turns of phrase, the lamestream media, as his substitute for mainstream media. The lamestream media. I like that. Fake news, I think even better. The lamestream media is not talking about what is happening with the stock market and jobs. Both are doing great. The radical left will destroy the USA. Be careful what you wish for. Now here's another one. Oh, this is a winner. I'm glad we got to this one. The president tweeted this 11 hours ago. So this morning he was watching morning and midday Fox. And it is unbearable. People like Neil Cavuto are simply stomach-turning. Ed Henry was one of those stomach-turners. He fortunately got fired recently for sexual improprieties. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Anyway, the president tweets today, so hard to watch Fox News anymore. Now, the president, in previous tweets, has rued the departure of his friend Roger Ailes. And I don't know much at all about Roger Ailes. He actually, I think he was, he lost his job over at least charges of sexual improprieties. But the president has credited Roger Ailes with putting together a conservative network and building it. And he said that the departure of Roger Ailes is one of the reasons that Fox has weakened. So hard to watch Fox News anymore. They are working so hard against the people, that is the viewers, he says, that got them there. Their contributors are a disaster. Contributors are people like Geraldo Rivera and others. They call them contributors. They don't have their own show, but they are being paid a check by Fox, and they're called the contributor. Another one, one of the worst. What's his name? It's going to come to me. Oh, this guy is terrible. Hang on, it might just come to me here. I'll try to think of a couple of them that are really unbearable. Oh, Oh, well, of course, there's a what's her face, the one that gave Hillary the answers in the 2016 presidential debate. What's the name of that chick? Well, anyway, I'm sure you've got your own favorite list of insufferable daytime Fox contributors are a disaster, writes our president, and all over the place. The radical left has scared Fox into submission, just like they have so many others. Sad, but we will win. And the president, this is a theme that goes through his tweets. We will win, on to victory, and so on. He really does exemplify that commander trait that I talked about yesterday of motivating all of us. He retweets a quote from Matt Gaetz, Patriot congressman from the 1st Congressional District of Florida. That's the Redneck Riviera there, Panama City Beach, where I used to live. Boy, is that a beautiful place, and it really is a redneck Riviera. It really is patriot country. He says there's an attempted cultural genocide going on in America right now, and it calls for patriots to stand up and say this is a great country. It is worthy of our pride and our defense. The left wants us to be ashamed of America so that they can replace America. And the president quotes that off of a Matt Gaetz appearing on the Jeanine Pirro show. She's one of the good ones, of course. Well, let's see here. So there you go. That's a good start right there. Let me go over here and look at my caller board. I don't think I have any calls yet. 800-313-9443. I will endeavor to put you on the air, tout de suite, as the French say, if you call in right now. And get your morale-building, uplifting comment. Here's one retweeted from the president. This is Jim Jordan talking about the John Durham report, which doesn't look like it's, I mean, you know, he's a day late and a dollar short. Thanks a lot, John, for your report that you're going to issue, what, after the election, which your report was crucial, your expose of the SOBs, the criminals on the 7th floor of the FBI, exposing them was necessary, vital to the re-election of the president. Bringing out disinformation after the election, well, what if because you didn't bring out your report in a timely way, the president loses? Now it's what? All for naught. You think Joe Biden's going to pursue any prosecution of anybody in the deep state? I don't think so. Okay. So here you go. Here's another one from Donald Trump. Now he's on to Fauci now. Here's another good update. Good news today. Donald Trump is on to little Anthony Fauchenstein. And we've got a tweet to back that up right after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And enjoying some excellent tweets from our president. One of his art forms is the excellent retweet. Here is one of those retweeting, and this I had to, you recognize his face immediately when you see him. Chuck Woolery. Remember Chuck Woolery? He's still, you know, he's still kicking. He was born in 1941, so he's 79 years old. Boy, he looks young. Maybe this is his high school picture. I don't know. But he is, here is where you seen Chuck Woolery a lot. He was the host of Wheel of Fortune from 1975 to 1981. He was the host of Love Connection from 83 to 94. Scrabble from 84 to 90. So, but he's a conservative. Never went to college. I'm liking that. High school graduate who joined the Navy and then went on to learn by working. But here's what the president retweets from Chuck Woolery today. He says, and remember, this is, I mean, Chuck Woolery, he, when the president retweets this, it goes to 80, how many million is it for the president? Million people. This Chuck Woolery sounds like a host on this show right here. He says, the most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. Oh, I like that. That he really understands it. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats. Here's an important one. Our doctors. Yes, they're lying too. Not all, but most that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it, says Chuck Woolery. He says, and this is 23 hours ago, retweeted by the president, there is so much evidence, yes, scientific evidence, that schools should open this fall. It's worldwide and it's overwhelming. But no. And the president then retweets right next to that another guy, Dr. Mark Young. So this might be a medical doctor, one of the good ones, who tweets, so based on Dr. Fauci and the Democrats, I will need an ID card to go shopping, but not to vote. Yes, that's right, Dr. Young. So some nice Chuck Woolery. There's a good one. A right winger who actually got on TV. Wheel of Fortune. We all remember that. I come up with a clip of that. All righty, let's drop over and take a peek here over at Breitbart, see what they're up to over there. Gavin Newsom, he's the pathetic governor of California, orders 30 counties to halt indoor activities and close. Now, California folks, you know, I can tell you this for sure. I lived there most of my life. California is very influential in what happens in the United States. It used to be a conservative state, used to vote Republican, had Ronald Reagan as its governor. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday ordered the shutdown of indoor dining statewide and directed churches, gyms, and hair salons to close in 30 counties as the state experiences a rise in Chinese kung flu coronavirus cases. Yes. So, and the game is just as Chuck Woolery noted. Defeat Trump. Prevent the economy from bouncing back. Hold it down. Don't let it breathe. Those 31 counties, it's 31 counties on Newsom's list, his shutdown list, total 80% of California's population. And school districts in California said they will start the school year with online instruction only.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying.
LA Unified, well, I'm not sure what they're planning. The biggest school district in the country. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, we're back. Dr. Kelly's on the phone with us. Hi, Dr. Kelly. Come in, Dr. Kelly.
The book I sent you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Did you send it to my P.O. box?
Yeah, you gave me the new address, and I sent it there, and I've had things not make
it
to
the destination. Did you send it to my street address?
I'll check back with you later on it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I sent you a copy of whatever.
Yeah, my street address is in North Dakota. My P.O. box is right across the river in Minnesota.
Yeah.
In fact, if anybody out there wants to send me something, you can do that. Send it to James Kelso, at P.O. Box. Here's a real hard P.O. Box to remember. P.O. Box 9. That's it. This is country out here. P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. That's it. If you want to send me some Ming vases, if you want to send me some Impressionist art, you want to send me some gold or silver certificates, that use that address right there. All contributions will be accepted. And the or as in Dr. Kelly's case, if you want to send me a great book or something I should read, you can reach me at James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. And then you can also call me at my phone number, which I give out frequently. But anyway, Dr. Kelly, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, dude. We're not afraid of the cooties. You know, my chiropractic clinic didn't shut down. We still took care of the public and did our duty and kept our oath, you know, to first do no harm. And it's been really interesting. And so that book has a couple of quotes from Fauci and needs to get hit in the head with a shillelagh. And it has a bunch of frauds in there saying that, like, you know, without their federal intervention, and it's just lunacy that this Gavin Newsom is running the whole thing into the ground. You know, men need
well,
to be
yeah,
out
this, now, fortunately,
mining, and
yeah, the
men
president
need to be
appears
out fishing
to be...
and mining and hunting and not turning into a bunch of panty wastes.
Yeah, the president appears to be on to the hoax. He is aware that Fauci is a fraud. I'll tell you, one of the first guys to pronounce Fauci is a fraud was none other than Dr. Ron Paul. That was wonderful when I heard him say that on his show. He has a radio video show. And so the president appears, I can't fault the president for not having perceived that Fauci was a fraud on day one. The guy, you know, the president has to believe some of the people around him, and he can't research every single clown that walks through his doors. But anyway, he finally is now on to Fauci, and he's gathering around him people who know what's going on. And so there's a classic battle now in which Fauci is going all over television telling people, you can't open up. You can't. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We need the vaccine before we can open up. And that's all BS, folks. You don't need no vaccine to open up, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need anything to so-called open up. You can do what your ancestors did in every flu season for the last, you supply your own year, 50,000 years, 10,000 years, whatever number you want to come up with, however long you think we've been here, that's how long your ancestors dealt with the flu the same way every year. They wrote it out. They got, some of them got the flu, and nowhere in all of our history has there ever been, you know, well, we cured the flu. We cured the flu. You know, in 1995, we cured the flu. Nobody died. Nobody got sick. That's never happened. Nobody's ever cured any flu.
The body is your self-healing organism. And mine remembered at 6 months of age, when I was nearly 50, that I had had the flu. And I think that's, you know, a pretty amazing testament to the storage and the reproduction of the DNA and the RNA and how all those systems work. And
it's an amazing. Our body is such a miracle. Doctors, I like that scientific observation that the more they learn, the more they know that they don't know, because there's such our body and the operation thereof is such a miracle, so amazing that and the immune system is right at the, you know, right at the front of such miraculous phenomena. And anyway, the president seems to be on to that. That was hinted at when he included Sweden in his list of nations that have opened their schools. He listed Germany, Denmark, and Norway.
Which are
shutdown nations. But then he added Sweden, which previously he had mocked, saying that they did the herd immunity. They didn't shut down. He mocked them, saying, because he was lied to by Dr., well, Debbie Birx, and little Anthony Fauci. He was lied to, so he made fun of the Swedish experience. But in fact, Sweden has done very well. Half the deaths of Belgium, which is a lockdown nation of the same size, Sweden's done very well. And the president finally is talking that way, aware that the Swedes have opened their schools, and they're doing fine. So there's no excuse for us to keep our schools closed. So everybody listening to me right now, anyone who's in America, your schools, your make a noise in your neighborhood, at your school board.
Yeah, especially in Los Angeles and now San Diego counties of this nonsense.
Yeah, whatever you think of the public school system, set that aside for the moment. The schools need to reopen immediately, on schedule, on the first day that they were supposed to, pre-corona hoax. They need to reopen. And I liked it, very persuasive, what some of the best observers of the, what do they call it, the scamdemic, have said, which is that unless the kids, if the kids don't go back to school, the economy will not recover. Simple as that. So there are a couple of steps to that, to elucidate that. But that's, if you don't go back to school, no recovery. So that must happen. And surprise, surprise, all the demon rat Democrat-run cities are saying, oh, we can't. They actually have riots and demonstrations going, blockading buses so that the buses can't roll for summer school in Detroit, for example, yesterday. Anyway, what else is on your mind, Dr. Kelly?
Well, they're making a big mockery of the next door state, Nevada, pardon me, to where they're Likasak, whatever, Sisolak governor that they're recalling 2.0 is going to be following, and they were doing a special legislative session to further cook the books. And somebody within that session tested positive, so they had to shut the whole thing down. And I don't mean to chuckle, but you get what you get when you're, you know, when you're dishing it out, it's going to come back to you a hundredfold, whatever. And so, yeah, these people need to get gone. And I'm hoping that there's a wonderful grand jury investigation, how they did it in Texas with the Texas Rangers. And I'm just finishing up a great book about them and how they don't mess around and the modern day duties and responsibilities of them. What a great group of folks. We need the California Rangers back in each state until we have flushed out the corruption. And thanks for your work, Kelso.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James, you're on the air.
Mr. Kelso.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if I could send you my book.
Sure. That address I just gave you, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721.
Great. I've done medical research for 22 years now. in the field of cancer and viruses.
Well, here's one. I'm going to play a little clip for you. James, listen to this clip. This is an MSNBC host. I'm pulling this off of Breitbart. And it says he's stunned to hear pediatricians saying they recommend sending their kids back to school. Talking head can't believe that, you know, real doctors think it's great for kids to go to school. So let's listen.
It's paramount that we also hear from public health experts. NBC's Dr. John Torres talked with a group of them about the crucial factors that parents need to consider when deciding whether to send their kids back to the classroom.
As schools struggle with reopening safely, NBC News reached out to five top pediatricians across the country, a random sampling of doctors to find out just how dangerous the coronavirus is for kids. Our experts agree most children don't get as sick as adults and that serious complications are rare.
This has been a strange pandemic because usually for respiratory viruses, children are the first and the most substantially affected.
So I'm gonna abbreviate that, but this was one of those weird moments when they actually have a little bit of truth reported on the lamestream media. This is something that's happened, James. You'll be interested in this aspect too, is that those doctors who are out there telling the truth, there has been widespread reporting that they are being harassed and retribution. Yeah, retribution is being placed on them for speaking the truth. So, no surprise there, but that's definitely happening, is that the medical mafia is trying to shut down people like Dr. Scott Atlas.
Well, they send special agents out to intimidate the physicians that are not doing what they want. Or you get a letter from the American Medical Association saying, hey, we've been hearing things about you, and we're not sure we're going to issue that new license, something like that.
Yeah. No, it's terrible, the levers of control that are used on professional people. It's terrible. And this is one way that the deep state functions. Of course, if you threaten somebody's livelihood, and if you have everything all licensed up and certified, and your livelihood depends on these certifications and these recommendations and these referrals,
right.
Wow, what a great system of social control, a brain mind control over people. It's unfortunate our society. Yeah, our society has changed greatly, folks. Yeah, in the time of Thomas.
It starts from the banks, and then it goes to the pharmaceutical companies, and through the agency of the FDA. Then the hospitals get involved. Well, then, of course, the American Medical Association gets involved. The American Cancer Association gets involved. And by the time you walk into the hospital as an individual person, there's 10 organizations that have all grouped together in game theory. And so it's like one person to 10 other people in the game, you see.
Yeah, you're nobody. You're nobody in that setup.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate thing. And by the way, our ancestors who produced the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and such things as that, one reason they were able to do it is that their society, the society of Thomas Jefferson, had a very different makeup from ours today. It was 90% agricultural. 90% of our several million, that's all we were, several million of us in the original 13 colonies, we supported ourselves from our cow or cows, our garden, our farm, and we caught our own fish, we preserved our own food and ground our own grain. So that produced a population of people who could not be so controlled by social levers. So that's baked in the cake, unfortunately. We don't have that anymore. Right. So it's hard. It helps to explain why that founding population of America came up with such brilliant ideas. It was so brave and bold.
Right.
It's hard to imitate or emulate people who had all the advantages they had.
Well, that's why Republic Broadcasting, I think, is so necessary, so strategic, because we get to call up and discuss our views. And it's we the people that get to call.
Exactly.
And we the people can discuss it, you know, freely. And this is very, your network is very important, I believe. Very important.
Well said, James. We'll be right back, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. darling, good times really over for good. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball
headed for hell. I hope not. We've just got one more little segment left in our show here today, folks. So let me give you some good encouraging words. Gene Autry did. You know that great. I love. Maybe I could end with this. That Johnny Cash song, Daddy. Who was Gene Autry? And they said that the young kids, when they went to the picture show to watch Gene Autry, they'd always leave with, and I forgot the actual term he used, of some good, encouraging words from their hero, Gene Autry. And let me see if I can't just, Daddy, who was Gene Autry? Boy, we need guys like Johnny Cash to sing stuff like this. Here he comes. Just listen for a moment. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Cash is on me. No pun intended, sorry. Come on, you can't do that to me. You can't do that to me. Let's try a different one. Let me load a different one. See if it loads better.
Whoopee tie, I go rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.
My little boy said,
Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, and when my daddy said, all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else is good, to see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good, singing,
whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to.
I think we gotta have to turn it down here. We're running out of time. Can't finish the song, but oh, that's a great one. Hey, we'll play the rest of it next time we meet up in the Trump Clubhouse. Whoopee tie-yi-yi. See you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.